This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. The Wall That Heals, a three-quarter scale replica of the Vietnam Memorial, will roll through downtown Wyville Tuesday around noon. Businesses and residents are encouraged to turn out to welcome the procession, which is expected to include dozens of motorcyclists from veterans organizations. The procession will go from the courthouse downtown back up Lee Street to the uptown area, and then it will head out to the Veterans Memorial Park, where the wall will be assembled on Wednesday. The wall will be open 24 hours a day at the Veterans Memorial Park from Thursday through Sunday. There are several special events that have been planned for that time. There is no charge to visit. County commissioners tonight will review a new policy shifting some tax collection costs back to municipalities. Officials said the move is designed to streamline the tax payment process and accounting for both taxpayers and county government. The board will also hear a request for $188,000 for furniture and a new dispatch console for the Department of Emergency Services. The building that will eventually house the Provolis firm may cost Wyville and the county more than originally planned. Wyville City officials were here on update Tuesday on the possibility of putting an entirely new roof on the former High Publishing building on Columbus Street. Multiple holes were found in the built-up river roof on the structure. The city and county split the initial purchase cost of the building using $650,000 in grant funds. Wyville City Council tomorrow will also recognize several Wyville police officers with life-saving awards from two different emergencies. A 450-acre wildfire in Pender County was quickly gotten under control Saturday by the Forest Service and local fire departments down that way. Fire conditions are worsening in our area as the drought conditions continue. No burn ban has been issued in Columbus County, but remember, if you must burn, monitor the wind direction, keep firefighting tools and a cell phone handy, and do not burn on windy days. We could be getting a little bit of relief over the next couple of days from some rain that's coming in. This is going to be one busy weekend in Columbus County, people, let me tell you. Saturday, the Gerganus Farm Store is going to host its Spring Fling Flock Swap from 8 until 2. We'll be out there and hope that we see you. There's no cost for vendors, so you can bring your spare yard birds, goats, hogs, any kind of critters you got you want to buy, sell, and trade. That'll be the place to be. You'll also find a number of specialty vendors, food trucks, free hot dogs, courtesy of Gerganus, a dessert truck, and a free bouncy house for the kids. And again, this event is free. Saturday is also Gator Fest at Lake Waccamaw. You can enjoy vendors, live music, fun for the kids, and so much more. And at Elizabeth Brinkley Park, we'll be bringing you a live stream if you can't get out there, but we heartily recommend you head out. Last year's event was much larger than anticipated, and organizers hope this year is even bigger and better still. Also this weekend, Barbecue on the Bluff. The big day is Saturday when you can have plate sale and enjoy some music and some other activities. Organizers have also added the Oinkle Walk along the Riverwalk. Walkers, runners, and entire families are encouraged to sign up for the inaugural event. Go to fairbluff.com for more information. National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day is Saturday at Walmart in Wyville. Law enforcement will be accepting unwanted and outdated medicines, no questions asked, from 10 a.m. until 2. Pills, tablets, prescription medications, and patches are welcome. However, do not bring syringes, liquids, aerosol cans, or illegal drugs for disposal. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.